Humanitarian Radio with your hosts Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. We are broadcasting live from beautiful sunny Hollywood, California today on October 20th, 2013. And we got a great show today lined up. Today was going to be a little informative but in a fun way. We're going to talk about actors and actresses and people that do really good things, as we like to do on Humanitarian Radio. I have my guest host here, Mr. Tony St. Tone. Welcome, Tony.
Here. Yes.
How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing good. Good. Okay. I was able to light a fire last night. The weather out here is getting a little colder, so I am enjoying the weather when I can light a fire at night.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it? You weren't burning the place down. You were just we were having a little outside autumn session of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I was living up to my spiritual name, Native American name, Firewolf, is what my spirit name is. So,
is that right?
That's why I like to burn things, I guess. somehow it comes into play.
In a safe, controlled environment.
Yes, I'm not a pyro that just lights matches and watches them burn. I like to just light fires.
So we've had a really cool week. Let's tell everybody what we've been doing. And I want to start first because I was hanging out with my girlfriend, Gloria L. Williams. She is known as the Foot Nanny.
The Foot Nanny.
She is a foot massage therapist for Oprah Winfrey, and she set up downtown Beverly Hills and invited me to come in and have my nails done, which was a lot of fun. And it was really an entertaining Hollywood moment to see who was hanging out in Anastasia's salon. Miss Paris Hilton was having her eyebrows done. Lovely.
Oh, that is awesome.
And I also saw Mark Wahlberg's wife there, and there was just a really cool vibe going on in the salon. Gloria did my nails. We had a great time. She's such a riot. I love hanging out with that woman. And so that was my Hollywood beat for personal entertainment, and had a good time. Thanks, Gloria. Thank you very much.
Now, didn't you say that you did something with Paris? Did you have to block the photographers when she left?
She went into a deli and was coming out of the deli, and I was in the deli with her and asked her if she wanted me to block. She wanted me to block her coming out, and she said, "No, I look pretty good today. Thanks anyway, though."
Such a rough life to be.
Well, she had a beautiful black outfit on, and she had just had her eyebrows done and her makeup done, and her nails were beautiful. So.
And what was she doing in a deli?
Eating.
They
she went from the
stars?
Nail salon to the deli.
In a deli?
Street.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
Downtown Beverly Hills. It was the craziest thing. I called Tony from where I was and said, "You should see what I'm looking at. I'm sitting at a red light on a street in Beverly Hills, and there were 9 different groups of paparazzi with 9 different women on the sidewalk just snap, 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 snap." It was the craziest thing.
But it's their job. That's their job. Like, their job is to dress up and to go walk down Beverly Hills, and it's the job of the paparazzi to follow them around and take these photos and hopefully get them with their mouth open or yawning or doing something just that what normal human beings do, but taking that photo where it's like, oh, now that's a perfect shot for the Inquirer magazine. Like,
but those of us that are normal and viewing this kind of thing,
yeah,
it's really out there.
Well, that's what's funny about it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I had a good time, definitely. And again, thanks to Gloria.
Thank you, Gloria.
Last Sunday, we did a really cool event. Tony, tell everybody what we did last Sunday.
Last Sunday, we went to Sarge's community base for his graduation. And what Sarge does is he was a guest last week. What he does is he takes kids that are from the age of 5 to 15 that are either involved in gangs, selling drugs, or just getting kicked out of school. Their parents, the kids' parents, go to Sarge, and he is a 20-year veteran of the Marines. So, and he does a boot camp. And the boot camp, basically what happens is he goes through an 8-week course, and he gets these kids to learn respect and responsibility and get out of drugs. And it's really interesting, the things that he does. He'll actually go to a gang leader and say, "Listen, you got to let this kid go. You got to give him to me." And when he does that, he said 99% of the time they agree to him because he gives them the respect to say, listen, you're the main guy of the gang. You need to let go of one of your guys. You got to let them not sell drugs anymore and stop giving them drugs to sell. His mom came to me, and I need to take him under my wing. And they usually go, okay, if you can help them out, then good, help them out.
It's pretty amazing that they don't shoot the guy.
Or that they just don't tell him to say, hey, man,
yeah,
get out of here.
Leave.
Like, who
yeah.
are you?
But, you know, Sarge is pretty intimidating as a figure because he is a very well-built big guy. He does have Marine experience, so he's got that type of a body. And you could see how people would be a little intimidated not knowing that he's the sweetest guy on the planet. And having him come to you going, hey, kid, this boy is mine. You leave him alone. He's mine. You could see how they would go, yeah, okay, dude, you got it.
Yeah, but you know what I think is really interesting about Sarge is he goes in there with that respect
right.
for them.
Right.
He doesn't go in there and muscle his way in. He says, look, I'm finding common ground, and I'm actually coming and asking your permission, which
totally.
I think that's
right what shocks them.
These guys go, good, this guy respects me, even though he's 30 years older than I am, he's coming in respecting me
right.
as a leader.
Totally.
And so the guy goes, well, if you came and asked permission, then obviously, yes, I'm at the same level as you are. I'm a leader, and I'm going to let this guy go. Because obviously he could easily take him, but that would cause more friction. So I think his approach is what really helps him be successful in what he's trying to do.
Absolutely. So we went to this graduation. It was 9 miles up into the mountains in Diamond Bar area.
Yeah.
And the boys have to finish their graduation after
and
all
girls.
Their weeks. And girls. There was a couple girls, yes. They have to hike this 9 miles as a completion to this weekend. 51 or 54 hours worth of out in the mountains, sleeping on the ground kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what brings them to their final approach of graduation. And then we got to witness each of them, the graduates. There were 16, I believe, in this class. We got to witness them speaking about what they learned, and that, to me, was really exciting. Literally got chills on more than one occasion from these 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that had more respect in their pinky for life than most people do at age 50. So Sarge asked Tony to speak, which I thought was really cool. He definitely touched the boys in talking about how great it is to see that they're doing so well and that they've turned their worlds around. And I got up there after that, and we offered each of the kids to come on our radio show
mm-hmm.
and tell us something great that they are doing in their community as a result of learning these lessons through Sarge and how they're paying it forward, because a lot of kids are paying it forward out of this group.
Yes, a lot of them are coming back.
So during the week, I got an email from this young man. His name is Tyler Gorius. Tyler was put into the program at age 5, and I'll read you right what he says to us. He says, I was put into the program at age 5 because I was following in my brother's footsteps. I was being defiant, lying, and disrespectful to my mom. So this is why he was put in the program. Now he just got promoted to Lance Corporal. He says, I have committed myself to this program because it teaches me skills that I need when I grow up, like the RID. The RID is respect, integrity, discipline, and dedication. He is thanking us for listening to his story, and we look forward to scheduling with him. We'll keep you on target as to what's happening with Tyler. Definitely he is somebody to watch because he is going to make changes in his community based on what he's learned through Sarge's base camp. And congratulations to all the kids who graduated last week.
Yeah, and it's a continuing course, and that's what I think what's excellent about it, because I think he has been in it for 2 years, but he keeps graduating as far as, I guess it goes from colonel, lieutenant, et cetera, et cetera. They know the whole ranking system of the military, and that's what they do. They keep going up the ranking. And as we said earlier, there was a gentleman there who had said he had had his life changed by Sarge, and he came back after 2 years. He went to high school, he went to college, he enlisted in the Army or Air Force, and came back to give back once a month for these long weekends.
Yeah,
and the reason why is because this guy, he goes, you literally saved my life. I would have ended up dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no doubt. You know, for the path that he was going down, he was heading for trouble, and that's where a lot of these kids end up.
Right, right. And God, you know, thanks to the parents who have the strength to pull their kids from the street and throw them into programs like Sarge's. There's a lot of really good programs out there. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to decide that you are going to be a different parent and care more than the parents that might happen to be around you raising children or the children that are having to raise themselves. But it's a congratulations to the parents for making the step to save their children. I think it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back and talk to you more about some other things that are going on. I'm going to touch on Rock for Vets, and that is an exciting competition that they're involved in, and I'll get back to it right after this. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
And we are back with Humanitarian Radio, and let's talk about ST Production for a moment. I hope you heard that ad. That's a new ad on the station. We thank that sponsor. Now, ST Production has done some really cool stuff lately, and I want to talk about that for a moment. The first thing I want to talk about for ST Productions, just in the last couple of weeks of what I've seen, they were working on a project, Tony, you're very familiar with, of creating a logo for a client, Cats of Thrones, which mm-hmm. has turned into
a potential for the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, talk about that. What is that about?
Intuit is a company out there that is allowing a up-and-coming company to have a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl this year. And so we created an ad, and you were actually part of that ad, which was really funny. If you got a chance to go to YouTube, you'll see it. It's Cats of Thrones. But anyway, yeah, this ad is really taking off. They're in the either the top 100 or something, or top 20 right now, to possibly win a 30-second commercial. And what it is, it's
on the Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl. And it's a toilet seat for cats. It's really it's pretty funny. And if you get a chance to watch it, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, go check out Cats of Thrones, definitely, for the entertainment factor alone. And when it's time, they're going to let America vote on the top bunch, correct? That are the finalists?
Yeah, I believe the top four they'll be able to.
So we'll have to keep announcing that so that everybody can vote, because I am playing a Betty Crocker-style mom at 1947 setting. And it's very entertaining, but I want to congratulate ST Productions because they really helped this company quite a bit in taking him from logo design concept, packaging concept for his product, right through to filming, cutting, editing, casting of a commercial that is a potential for a Super Bowl commercial.
Yep. Package design.
So
yeah.
Congratulations. Awesome. Now, I also happen to know that there's a few other things that you had on your plate for ST Productions this week, and that was the foot nanny, Gloria L. Williams.
Mm-hmm. The foot nanny, the website was done for the foot nanny, and we're also working on packaging design for her,
and
which is pretty exciting.
What is it that she does?
Well, she's a foot nanny, and she puts massaging cream on your feet, and that's what the packaging is for.
Yeah.
But footnanny.com, so that's another website that we just created for her.
Right, and then also I did happen to see something about MTV's Shane Sparks. Mm-hmm. What did you do for Shane?
Shane Sparks is a choreographer that was on a show called So You Think You Can Dance, and I designed a logo for him for his radio show.
But not just a normal logo.
No. Basically what I did is he has a tendency of always wearing a baseball hat on backwards with sunglasses. No matter where you see him on red carpets, he's always dressed that way, which is really, he's become a character of himself. That's his look. So I took that image and I says, okay, I took the baseball hat, took the glasses, and created a logo around that.
Yeah, and then and it looks just like him, by the way. And you'll be seeing that on some of his, he's got a TV show coming up. He's getting ready to head out to Nigeria and do some filming there.
Yeah, he's doing a So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, that's
Nigeria.
Pretty hot. And coincidentally, not coincidentally, prearranged, Shane gave you a lesson in dance for an upcoming video that you're doing. How exciting was that?
That was awesome. He taught me a bunch of basic moves. So I said, listen, I never studied dance before. And he says, okay, let's do this, let's do that. And I slowly watched him and learned.
Did you do the waltz, the tango?
No. We were doing basically your basic hip-hop moves just to get certain things to flow. And it was really interesting how he broke it down, you know, because he said what you visually see as compared to what we're doing are two totally different things. It's not over-exaggerated as it looks.
And he made a comment about Michael Jackson, you said, and that comment that you said, it surprised me because I didn't realize that.
Oh, that Michael had five basic moves.
Yeah, you watch all those Michael shows and you'd think he had 305 basic moves.
Yeah, he said, no, watch. And he did all five and I went, those are the moves. He goes, yeah, anything else is just... Yeah. For you Thriller fans out there, if you want to watch Thriller,
right?
it's based around jazz dancing, which I never knew either.
And then moving forward, also, you did another really hot logo for a guy named Mike Precise, and he's Raw Feed. Mike is connected with MTV in a whole variety of great, great, great programs. He's also doing a particular spot on Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Television, Roscoe channel to help people with their social media.
Yeah. So a lot of cool things have been popping up for ST Productions, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So I encourage anybody out there that needs some help, either from concept or you're in the middle of a trail or you just need a final touch, reach out to ST Productions because they've got some really great things. Here's something else.
Audio, video, graphic design service.
There you go. We had a former president of marketing for Victoria's Secret in town visiting Artistic Journey this week, and ST Productions is going to be doing some shirt design for them as well, which will be something that we really want to keep our eyes on as well.
I'm not sure if it's going to be lacy type, you know, Victoria's Secret type stuff, t-shirts.
No, it's actually pretty rockin' edgy. I love it.
Yes.
Leather and lace, maybe. How about that? So congratulations to ST Productions, and we really, really, really recommend them highly.
So I'm going to jump into Rock for Vets. That was someone that we had a couple of weeks back, and they do this educational program basically for vets where they teach them music or musical instruments, and they just get them to get involved and be able to snap back into society a lot easier. Well, they have an opportunity, and tomorrow is their day to vote for them, October 21st, tomorrow. If you go to 100 Cars for Good, Toyota is giving away 100 cars to different charities across the country, which I think is just an awesome thing. And they have an opportunity to win.
And they really need it, too, because they haul equipment all the time to all these places where the vets are. And, you need some good, responsible wheels that you can count on that are going to be gas saving and save you some money so that you can do more good. If you're not spending money on stupidness, you can spend that money on great things like Rock for Vets does. So
yeah,
absolutely encourage you. Where do they go to find them, Tony?
100carsforgood.com.
Great.
100.
And that's by only tomorrow, correct? There's
only tomorrow
one
is the day
to
vote.
Yes. So you got to do it tomorrow. There's no procrastinating. You can't wait. If you want to help, you got to hop on tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
And again, you know, I think that's a great thing that Toyota's doing, and maybe other car companies will step up also and do the same thing, you know?
Totally.
To give away some of their cars and get their vehicles out there.
So the next segment that we have coming up is put together from Forbes magazine. It's called 30 Most Generous Celebrities. And I thought it'd be a fun time to start talking about what people are doing and how they're using their famous face, because I definitely like to showcase that. And we want to play a few songs today from St. Tone that I feel are very strong in helping people put together their fundraising communities, their clubs, their efforts. The first song that I want to play, and I want to play it right now, is called Magnet for Money. And Magnet for Money, how I feel it that you should listen to it and look at it, is it's a song about calling money to you, calling things to you that you need. And you can find the words on the internet and on sainttone.com. But my thought is, you need money to get a fundraising effort going? Listen to the song Magnet for Money.
Magnet for Money. got the mighty touch. Every thought, every dream always keeps me on the top. With the fun that's on my mind, there's more than enough. Don't stop when you got the chance. The money, put it in a sea of green. Yeah, I'm a man at the money. Put it in a sea of green. Yeah, I'm a magnet for money.
Magnet for Money. I wrote that song coming from the first person, so when you sing it, you are actually putting that out to the universe, that you are calling that you are calling money to yourself. You're calling magnet.
Call magnets to you. They'll bring the money to you. You know,
yes.
It all works.
Yes.
It all works. So next up, I want to play a little fun game, and that is reviewing the Forbes 30 Most Generous Celebrities. Authors, actors, artists, comedians, supermodels were among this year's top list, and so let's talk about the top three. First of all, the data is compiled by the Giving Back Fund. They're a nonprofit organization that tracks philanthropic giving worldwide. So, first up on the list, we have an actress named Jamie Gertz. She did a record donation of $10,569,002 to the Wrestler Gertz Foundation. Now, actress Jamie and her husband Anthony are the two that did this magnificent $10 million donation. And although her name's not very popular, you may not even have a clue who she is. She was in 16 Candles, Crossroads, The Lost Boys, Less Than Zero. She was in a 1980s TV series called Square Pegs with Sarah Jessica Parker. She's not exactly a mainstream actress.
And yet she gave the most.
Yeah.
She's top of the list. What's
so
really
cool.
Interesting is that you have someone that is at that level and still gave that much.
The number one on the list of 30 most generous celebrities.
What I'm real curious of is it's $10,569,002. And $2.
Yeah, someone gave that
Who
extra
got the
$2?
Someone, maybe she stood outside of a grocery store and said,
I need two more dollars,
because it has to be over $10,569,000.
She's probably trying to get to $10,570,000, but
yeah.
You know, she's got that $2 going toward that. So I applaud them. I mean, I think that's really awesome. And the fact that somebody that is not known as an A-list celebrity puts that much money into a good cause and helping people out, I think that's just phenomenal. You know, as you know, I'm a big proponent of that.
And she's right at the top of the list.
And
so
she's on top. And look who's second. Never would have expected that.
Herb Albert is second with $9,104,829. And what does he do? He focuses on the arts and compassion and well-being. That's what the Herb Alpert Foundation is all about.
Very cool.
You number know, three.
People, let me just say that Herb Alpert, nobody knows he's number two and he's given that much money out.
No,
why aren't they making a lot of noise about that in the
because the media doesn't like
media.
To talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, why aren't they going, all right, Herb, you're number two, $9 million to focus on the arts and the well-being of musicians. And yeah. And his foundation, I believe, helps people who are getting ready to retire in the music industry.
Excellent.
Then we have number three.
Mr. Mel Gibson.
And how much did he give? This is actually not how much he gave. This is how much their foundations are currently worth. How much they've collected in the year 2013 is what these numbers represent.
Oh, so this is what they collected per year?
Yes,
okay,
this year.
So Mel Gibson collected $6,853,020.
And 20.
Again, he stood outside a grocery store to get that last 20, but it's the A.P. Riley Foundation.
Which he started to support the Holy Family Church.
Right, well, we know he's definitely a Catholic and is very much behind that,
yeah,
Catholicism. So good for him, Mel. Again, these are people that are going out there and using their celebrity status to just do good in the world and just give
Isn't
back.
Isn't it interesting that the top three are not the most popular A-list people that you see
or the
on
wealthiest.
The smut magazines?
No.
Or the, yeah.
Usually the wealthiest people
yeah,
are the wealthiest
the
people
least.
Because they don't give it away. They hold on to it.
Sad as that is.
Yep, that's
and
the
it's
like,
the people that have the least
hold
money
on
give
to
out the
money.
Most.
Yeah.
So then we have the youngest people on that list. Number
so who's
one,
the youngest?
Taylor Swift. She
Taylor
was named
Swift.
The most charitable celebrity of 2012, and that came after a $4 million donation that she gave out. She is 23 years old. She's a country music darling. She was awarded by DoSomething.org December 27, 2012. They released their top 20 celebrity list. They call it Celebrities Gone Good. And
that's great.
Yeah.
Celebrities
so
Gone Good.
Who did she give to, you might ask?
I'll ask. Who did she give to?
The Country Hall of Fame Museum.
Hmm.
Now, I think that's all well and good. I think that's great. That's cool. My personal opinion is, although the Country Hall of Fame Museum is an important piece of history to keep
alive.
Well,
yeah, because she's going to be in it. That's why.
I probably would have rather seen her give some of that money to maybe feeding hungry kids in the United States or something that helped more than a building.
Yeah, well, the beauty of giving is it's your money to give.
Well, and
she might be giving other money to some other people.
They're doing good anyway.
Yeah.
Number two, wild child former Disney star, Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
She's all over the news these days. People think she's losing her mind, but she's obviously not losing it too awful bad because at 20 years old, she is in the number two position for giving out the most in donations in 2012.
And what does she give to?
She gives to Saving Spot Rescue. It's a dog rescue that finds homes for dogs that are in the kill shelters waiting for their death. She's a nonprofit, and she's a big animal activist. Something else that she works with?
Maybe that's why she had those teddy bears.
Exactly. Maybe
some kind of animal
you
teddy
got
bear.
It. Yeah.
You think she would have had dogs on stage with her?
Well, there probably was some, but we were so distracted with the teddy bears and the whole number one finger thing that we didn't see them. So the other people that she contributes to?
Save the Music Foundation, which I think is a great organization. What they do is they help keep music programs in schools. And since budget cuts happen, usually the first thing to go is the arts. It's either the art class
or P.E.
Or P.E. or music. And music's definitely one of the first ones, and I think that's excellent.
And then she also gives to Starkey Hearing Foundation.
What was that?
Starkey.
Hearing Foundation?
Yes, you hear me?
That was a joke.
That took me a second, too.
It's okay.
Totally threw me. Thank you. So, and another top of her donation list goes to Make-A-Wish. And, of course, we support Make-A-Wish 1,000%. We would like to work with Make-A-Wish with St. Tone Band and take on some children that would like to be musicians. So if anybody out there is connected with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, absolutely, we would love, love, love to provide a wish for some kids.
I think it's excellent that Miley is diversifying as far as the way she gives out her money. You know, she's helping animals. She's helping save the music, make a wish. You know, she's obviously all over the place with her cash.
Totally.
Great.
Number three, Channing Tatum. Any of you heard of him? He's another one that is not an A-lister. He's an up-and-coming. He generally plays a tough guy. But he's known for...
G.I. Joe, Dear John, 21 Jump Street, Magic Mike.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome that he places number three as some of the youngest people to donate the most amounts. Congratulations, man. I think that's great, Channing. And if you don't know who Channing Tatum is, please look him up and give him the respect of a like or a vote on his IMDb's and his Facebooks and all these guys. I mean, support them. They're doing good things for our communities.
Who else do you have there? Who's number four?
Lady Gaga.
And is she still on the number four list of the youngest?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So they go from the sort of like a certain age and under, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So you got Lady Gaga, you got Justin Bieber.
Lady Gaga started her own nonprofit company called Born This Way Foundation. Now, you got to only wonder what that might be. She's definitely a unique woman, and maybe she's sponsoring other people who are unique like she is.
Yeah, possibly. Justin Bieber, what does he have?
Justin Bieber's company that he donates to is Pencils of Promise. And his is a Believe Charity Drive. He calls it the Believe Charity Drive to raise money to get pencils and pads and paper and stuff like that to less fortunate.
Let me just tell you real quick on that. You would think pencils and paper is so, like, minuscule as far as, like, what people need.
You have an experience.
But I've had an experience with that. When I was in Ecuador, I went to go visit a very small school in the middle of a farm area, and this woman started this school so that way kids that were that their parents were farmers had an opportunity to have an education, because most kids in these rural areas, well, they grew up on the farm, and their parents were like, no, you're not going to school, you got to help work the farm. And so this woman gathered up enough money to buy a place and hold school once a day. And the interesting thing about the school is it's all ages, so it's almost like Little House on the Prairie. You have one building with kids from the age of 5 to, you know, maybe 10, 12, and they're all learning the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is they all were allowed to have one piece of paper a day to write on.
Wow.
And so when I showed up with some friends, we gave them materials like pads of paper and pencils and pens, and the kids just lit up. You were just like, really? It was the most amazing thing for them, because they could express themselves or draw a picture or write something and not just have to be reduced down to one piece of paper. So
Right. When
you think of Justin Bieber doing that, it actually, it's
it
more,
holds a lot more weight than it sounds.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole point.
So some of the other people on the top 20, Robin Roberts. Robin Roberts is a host on Good Morning America, and you may know her because she's gone through bone marrow transplants and some cancer recently and a variety of different things. And the fact that she is in the top 20 is a really remarkable thing. And then Pink, the musician Pink, LeBron James, who is a basketball star, Selena Gomez, young musician, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Ben Affleck, Emma Stone, Ryan Seacrest, Demi Lovato, and Carrie Underwood. And then somebody else that I thought was a little bit of a surprise is Sofia Vergara. Do you know who she is, Tony?
No, I have no idea.
She is the sexy Colombian woman who is on those Pepsi commercials.
Is she on Modern Family?
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the last person that I grabbed off that list is Drew Brees. Anybody know who Drew Brees is?
Ooh, I got my hand raised, but no, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, he's the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
You can tell I follow sports a lot, yeah.
I just see you under the
bus. I'm a musician, you know what I'm saying?
He started a group called the Brees Dream Foundation, and what he does is raises money for kids in New Orleans. And so that is a really cool thing. So congratulations to all of those guys who are doing a really great job of fundraising. And definitely we offer our support and suggest that you look at everything that they're doing. So I would like to, on that note, play a song called Empower Me. Tell us about that song, Tony.
Well, it's all about self-empowerment and actually finding your ability within to take control of your life and do something.
How can you use that in this realm?
Well, if you want to start your own foundation or if you want to give to a foundation, you know, it's looking inside and empowering yourself to help empower others.
There you go.
That's the whole point of it, is you're helping other people to empower themselves.
And one thing that I love about all of your songs is that you have them available online, but you have the lyrics available. And that is so powerful for a person who writes songs that are lyric-driven. Because every one of these songs written by St. Tone, Tony, I'm going to blow your horn for a minute here.
Doot, doot.
Every one of your songs is lyric-driven, and you can get great learning lessons from every single song, which is why you get asked to perform at places like the Obama inauguration and a variety of other places that you've performed over the years. So we're going to play Empower Me. Go find the lyrics on sainttone.com. You can download the song where? CD Baby?
Well, I have it on CD Baby. I have it on iTunes and on Bandcamp. If you go to my website and you click on the album, I believe this is on
World Radio
13. Click on that and it's going to bring you to a website called Bandcamp. And when you click on the song, lyrics pop up. So that's how it works. But this is Empower Me.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night. Since my thoughts changed, veils been lifted from these eyes, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go. Empower me, now I see, it's always up to me, it's up to me. Loves me, I believe, I believe. If I fall a long way, I know there's things that I change, make things right. If I feel like I could fly, well, I'd spread these wings of faith and try and die. I just take flight. Empower me, now I see, so to me, up to me. Empower me, now I see, so it's up to me, yeah, me. Every strong belief creates a life, voices are the choices. Inside. Empower me, now I see, it's all up to me. some good news for your soul.
Absolutely good news for your soul. Nothing but great news on Humanitarian Radio.
Word.
And we would love to have you tell us about good news going on in your area. How do they tell us, Tony? Where do they find us?
They can find us at humanitarianradio.com, and we also have a Facebook, a Humanitarian Radio. And obviously you are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio on the Easy Way Network.
And you can also find it on janiebeauclair.com.
That is correct. JanieBeauclair.com is
awesome. We have some featured episodes on there, in fact, that are very entertaining, some of my favorites. So if you want to see what my favorite picks are, you can go to JanieBeauclair.com and click on the links there, too.
So what other fun things do you have going on in October?
Well, there are two organizations that get a very large amount of their donations for the year in the month of October. And the first one is UNICEF. Do you remember a trick-or-treat for UNICEF? You might remember them because they've been out for 63 years.
I wasn't born then.
For 63 years, UNICEF has been collecting at Halloween time.
They, oh, really? So this is the only time that UNICEF, or this is the time that they collect the most money?
This is the largest amount of money that they receive in a year in
wow.
the United States. This is a United States-based thing. They work with grades kindergarten through 6 years old. And the whole idea is they have kids go around with these little containers. They knock on the door and say, trick or treat for UNICEF, and they collect pennies. And a lot of people are nice enough to give them more than pennies, thankfully. But it's an effort to help educate and inspire students to become global citizens, which I think is just an awesome campaign. The original Kids Helping Kids campaign was marketed because children are helping to raise money for children. All of the money that is raised goes to malnutrition and hunger. That's this year's theme, malnutrition and hunger, is to stamp it out.
Now, is that, and that's money that's kept in America then? Is that how that works?
Well,
UNICEF?
UNICEF is all over the world.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But this particular drive is the American drive. This is the one that is set up in the United States. It's the longest running youth volunteer initiative in America. 63 years and running. They have been able to raise more than $170 million. And UNICEF, what they do with the money is they use low-cost methods that save children's lives and make them available to the children regardless of your income, your ethnicity, or your location. So they don't play
That's
favorites.
Awesome.
If you need it, we give it.
Yeah.
So absolutely get out there and support UNICEF. You'll see them in front of grocery stores. Kids will be knocking on your doors on the holiday. Even if Halloween is not something that you celebrate, consider donating to UNICEF. It's not all about Halloween itself. It's about raising money for children. So if somebody knocks on your door and says trick or treat for UNICEF, please throw a few pennies in that container.
Or a dollar.
Yeah, 100
pennies,
better.
A dollar. Yeah. I think the kids walking around with a whole bucket full of pennies is going to be a little hard. So pull off the paper.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah.
If a kid is a good global citizen, they'll bring their wagon. They'll haul around pennies, no
mm-hmm.
problem. So the number two fundraiser for October is the American Cancer Society, because the American Cancer Society has a breast cancer fundraiser every single October. And that's one of the big times of year for them. They have been fundraising in October for 100 years. They average right now documented that they save more than 400 lives a day in America with the research that's provided by donations.
Wow.
And did you know that one in every two women diagnosed with breast cancer reaches out to the American Cancer Society for help and support? So bravo to American Cancer for making a difference. Obviously, you're saving 400 lives a day. You are changing the face of cancer. This year's campaign is called Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and you can go to the Breast Cancer Society website. They are doing events all over the country, all over the world, but particularly for those of us within listening range here. There's definitely something that you can do. There are events popping up all over, and if you need to pop up your own event because there's nothing close by, we absolutely encourage that. Tony, you have done some jingles and some songs and things for fundraising organizations, and I'd like to include a song today for something that you created in conjunction with this particular fundraiser. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, the song that we're talking about is Mary Lost Herself, and we had been exposed to a place called the Mary House, which is a shelter for domestic violence, and also we work with
Safe Passage.
Safe Passage.
Kiko Ellsworth.
Yep. And they also deal with domestic violence. And I had written this song called Mary Lost Herself. And basically what it is a song about, and it doesn't have to be a woman, it could be a man also, but how they lose themselves within a relationship and they lose their identity. They try to bend and twist to conform to what the person wants them to be, and they lose themselves within that, and then suddenly they wake up one day and realize, I'm not me anymore. I'm what this person wants me to be. And it's a song about self-empowerment and being true to yourself. What? And Mary's House embraced this song as part of their campaign.
And what I was going to say about that, exactly that, is Tony partnered with these guys and wrote this song specifically for their cause and what they were doing. And what you can do as a fundraiser is you can partner with a musician and have them write a song pertaining to your cause that people will relate to and sell downloads as a method of fundraising. It's a great thing to partner with musicians and artists and things of that and auction off things for the sake of fundraisers. You can do an entire fundraiser online, in fact. And
well, the power of music itself is just so incredibly strong, and if you can find a message within a song that relates to what you are trying to promote,
exactly,
or have one created to help promote that message.
Because
power of music is just incredible.
People are all over the country are singing this song, Mary Lost Herself, and it reminds them about the Mary House. So it's a great way to keep your fundraiser in the loop. Feel free to call Tony St. Tone at sttone.com or reach out to him to write a song for you and your fundraiser. We absolutely encourage you to get active in the fundraising world and make a difference. Humanitarian Radio is pushing people to go outside the box and start doing things to help each other and do more things if you're already doing something. Spread the word. Pay it forward. Make it a contagious forward movement to help people in our country and other countries to live a better life. So, Tony, let's play the Mary Lost Herself and see if there's some way that you can relate to this song or if it sparks an idea for you to have a song written and partner with Tony on a future fundraiser.
Mary Lost
This segment of the show sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit artisticjourney.com today. So Artistic Journey has a little tidbit of info for you marketing people out there. Did you know that Halloween bags are one of the cheapest way to advertise to get the best return on your investment? So what's a great thing to do with Halloween bags? You know the plastic bags kids go out and do trick-or-treating with?
I used to have a pillowcase.
Well, we're a little more advanced, and it's kind of hard to advertise on a pillowcase.
Yeah,
but
well,
yeah,
I was hardcore,
I get it.
Though, back then.
True.
I would try to hit every house.
And you went around probably for like
hours and hours.
Midnight, you're knocking on people's doors saying
trick or
treat.
Come on, your light's still on.
Surely you have a scrap of candy left. So,
okay.
Anyway, where was I?
We were talking about bags.
Halloween bags. The cute little yellow bags that have a black imprint with a pumpkin face or a witch face or this or that on the front. And then on the back, you put your advertising. Well, they cost about 50 cents a piece. You can get as few as 250, and what you do is you go to, I don't know, maybe you have a kid in the third grade, so you give out 250 bags to the entire third grade, right? 50 cents a piece. So it costs you $150 in order for you to reach 250 people, because you're going to be sending it to 250 kids, right? So 250 parents are actually going to receive that bag. What can you expect as a result from that? You can expect 37 responses out of the 250. So $150 has the potential to give you 37 new clients. Now, in case you know average sales, it's usually 1 out of 10 will buy something. You have to approach 10 people to get one to buy, which would mean 25 people in this case of 250. So, as you can see, it's a much better bang for your buck. Parents definitely will appreciate the fact that you're giving something to their children. Therefore, you get a better response. So, to recap, if you were to buy 250 bags, Halloween bags, give them out to whatever grade in school, even if you don't have kids, that's fine. And you can expect to get 37 new clients on average from that one investment of advertising.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So something else I want to wrap up real quick is the Scare Foundation is a group that does a Halloween party every year at the Congo Room downtown L.A., which is right by the Staples Center. And this year they are honoring Robert Englund as Humanitarian of the Year. Now, Robert is known best as his razor-gloved Freddy Krueger.
Mm.
Yeah, scary, scary. He does a lot of benefits, does a lot of really great things around the world, and they are recognizing him for his humanitarian efforts. So definitely go check out Robert Englund, see what he's doing. He's noteworthy.
Yeah, he is noteworthy. So hopefully we will run into him this year. I know that we end up going to that every
year.
Halloween.
Yeah,
to
it's a lot of fun.
Support it.
October 27th, it's at the Congo Room, downtown L.A., and definitely show up in your costume because there's some amazing costumes there every year, and show your support.
We'll see you next time. Thank you again for listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.